My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss Davin's penis, his book, and are these discussions with a woman or a man? So listen and enjoy.
Mom, why is that man humping a P.O. box?
To look away, children. Look away. Just lick the jimmies. No, his name isn't Jimmy!
She goes, LOL, the kids will have nightmares when you do that. That's my girl.
Good for her.
That's my girl.
She's so right.
Shut up, you. You guys are not making me look good. This show is about making me look good.
That's right. Let me turn those Klieg lights back on to you.
Me! And my long, dragging scrotum!
And all its glory!
Yes, it's a glorious scrotum. She goes, the kids will have nightmares when you do that. I go, why?
I have nightmares.
It's good. I go, why do you say that? She goes, because when you scare kids, they have nightmares. I go, true. Perhaps they will think it is a lovely penis.
The penis of their dreams.
By the way, she has lifted my spirits at this point, because now I'm just having a silly conversation with her.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now you can just, like, focus on something silly.
Yeah.
You know, instead of what was really bugging you.
She gives me a laugh and a smiley face. I go, how rude. You're laughing at my penis. My penis no longer wishes to play with you.
That's not true.
She goes, I am sorry. Will it forgive me?
Oh, hey.
I go,
frisky.
Would you like it to? She goes, yes.
Ooh.
I go, then my penis forgives you. It will play with you again if you ask it nicely. She goes, okay, say thank you to it for me. Fortunately, the penis was in the room with me, so it could look over my shoulder.
I went down the hall and I told it.
I wrote, it said you're welcome. She smiled. I go, nice to know my penis could put a smile on your face.
Ah, every man says this.
She goes, well, it has. I go, I guess it is a very talented penis. She goes, yes, it is. I said, you have no idea. She goes, really, with a smiley face? I go, yep. She goes, I see. How's your book going?
Wait a minute. Left field.
I go, interesting subject change.
Yeah.
Haven't really done much with it, to be honest. Need to work on it. Not enough time in the day.
Wait, we should wait from your penis to your book. Wait.
Maybe my penis is a bookmark. She goes, well, will you be continuing it soon? I go, hopefully. I ask her if she was able to sleep last night. She goes, yeah, I was, after some time. I go, that's good. Sorry it took a while. Sorry I did not have a better story for you. She goes, it's fine. It happens. I know you would have told me if you had one to tell. You know, really, we're critiquing.
Yeah, she didn't like your story?
I don't know, but on the bright side, she likes the penis. Huh?
Okay, that's actually more important.
Exactly. Pick your battles.
Yes.
Me and my scammer girlfriend are getting on delightfully. I think this time it's real.
Uh-huh.
Shut up, Joe. The end game is my penis. In our end game. That is the end game. That is the end game. Because I know that's what he did. What's the end game?
Yeah.
To get laid.
Isn't that always the end game?
Yes, this is real.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sort of. Wait, no.
Well, this is really creepy if it's a dude.
Oh, God. Yeah, because he's...
likes my penis.
Your penis made him smile.
You know what? But my penis, you know, it's funny. It's fun for everybody.
It's a family delight.
I like to. My nickname for my penis is Almond Joy. It's the size of an almond, and it brings joy to everybody's face.
And its friend Mounds.
Yes, its friend Mounds. Almond Joy likes to get up inside Mounds.
No, I meant it's two soldiers. Mounds.
What?
Almond Joy and the two soldiers, Mounds.
Oh.
Yeah, but I was back to balls.
You always are.
I know.
That's our helix. So I go, yep, what I came up with was written as I was typing to you off the top of my head. She goes, writing stuff is one of your talents, so it's good.
Oh, see, so she did like it.
I go, thanks. Not sure how talented I am, but thanks. She goes, are you doubting your abilities now? No matter what anybody says, if you are good, you are good. No one can take that away from you.
Oh.
This has got it. I mean, you know.
That's not a guy. This isn't a guy talking right now.
I mean, maybe it's a guy. You know what? I got to think.
No, a guy would... I'm sorry. Now, I'm being heteronormative. I understand.
I don't even know what that means.
It just means like I'm talking as if heterosexuality is the norm and anything outside of it is other.
Right.
So I'm thinking that... and what we found is that a lot of these people are, they're afraid of homosexuality, or they're disproving of
it.
Well,
certainly
she
has been, or whoever this was in the beginning of this relationship.
Absolutely. So
outwardly,
I mean, in their culture, it seems like that. Now, I mean, if they're doing what we've heard in the chat room, they'll do anything for a scam. You know, these guys will be like, well, you know what? If it's for the money, I'm going to talk sexy talk with this dude because I'm going to get them payday. But I have to think there's got to be a little level of discomfort talking about how your penis makes him happy.
I am not uncomfortable at all with this topic, and I am a man.
No, you should not be uncomfortable. You believe you are speaking with a woman about
your penis, and that's
okay.
I believe we're all appreciating my penis.
At the moment, we are, because it is the topic on the table. Will you please
take
it off the table?
I will not. It's my table. Move your Uno cards. Oh. I will not draw four. I only have one.
Stop getting excited. You spilled my drink.
Fine, reverse. Stick it up my bum. Uno dick jokes.
Draw two. What?
I'd love to. Bring your friend.
But I'm thinking that it if you're... Now, I'm just going back to pretend this is a guy on the other end.
No!
You're having this sexy time conversation.
But there have been times where I kind of assumed it was a guy. And I was just like, all right, swallow it down. Helix needs her stories.
And swallow it down. I'm sorry.
Poor choice
what?
Of words.
Yes, it was.
Suck it. Suckin's it cockin'.
Suckin's it cockin'. Wait a minute. I think that is from the Berlitz Method.
It's my move.
Yes. I think that it's got to be something that, even though it's uncomfortable, maybe they've just learned to do that. Well, Joe's saying, with everything they do, I don't think that they are uncomfortable doing anything. That's a good point, because these guys are just going for the money, so they'll talk about your dick if that's what it takes.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.